Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I'm joined by Jim McGavin, who is, of course, a garden designer, horticulturist, and Chelsea Gold Medal Award winner. And he's brought me in an exhibit. And it's fabulous, I must say. It's the garden that will never be built in
the
White House.
It'll never be built in the place that it was designed for. But who knows in the future if it will ever see the
light of day. You've brought me not alone a model of this prospective garden, but also a book,
yes.
A very handsome book. Tell me about the genesis of this project.
So it started with the collapse of the Celtic Tiger, when the Troika were sent over to sort out our issues in this country. And it was a kind of embarrassing and humiliating part of Irish life in the not too distant past. And I was working abroad at the time, but I was thinking about Ireland and thinking, what would Ireland be in the future, and how, as a gardener, as part of a gardening community, I could do something, let's say. I felt, in a way, impotent. I wanted to understand what Ireland was. I had been one of those people looking at it from abroad, been amazed at the changes when I came home, the physical changes, apart from anything else. So in time, I came up with an idea. I had an understanding that every St. Patrick's Day, we had incredible access to the White House in Washington, which was a respected institution with respected people, and was in many ways the center of the world's power. And every St. Patrick's Day, the current Taoiseach would visit.
The bowl of shamrock would be
passed
over. With
the bowl of shamrock, which was a tradition that started because of an Irish ambassador to America in the 1950s. But it was a bowl of shamrock. Our a kind of influence in the White House goes way back, way before that, because it was designed by James Hoban, an architect from Callan in County Kilkenny, who studied on Grafton Street in Dublin, and who worked on many prestigious buildings as part of other practices before he emigrated.
Now, you sent me two pictures side by side, one of the White House and one of Leinster House, and you wouldn't have to be a genius to think that maybe the same designer was behind them, because although you've got three stories in Leinster House, you've got two visible stories, at least visible stories, in the White House.
But
you've got
right.
The colonnades, and you've kind of mock colonnade in Leinster House.
Yes.
But it's all very similar.
Very similar, and kind of important that it was only two, as you say, visible stories, because there is another floor up on the roof in the White House, because what they weren't looking for when Jefferson and Washington were imagining an executive mansion, they weren't looking for a palace. So they were inspired by European design, whether it was for architecture or landscape, classical proportions. But they wanted a house of the people, not something that was very blingy, not something that was too big.
They're getting it now.
And not something that was covered in gilded.
Yeah. And of course, today there's probably more underground in the White House than we can actually see.
Absolutely. And its wings have expanded. So we know the Oval Office is part of the
West Wing. There used to be an
West
East Wing.
And there used to be an East Wing,
okay,
indeed.
So anyway, this idea that maybe we could share something of our horticultural tradition with the White House.
Exactly. So it had, in effect, an Irish house. What about an Irish garden? And what about, in that time, you would have, over the generations, over the decades, you'd have announcements been made from the Oval Office, but also often from the Rose Garden. And what an idea would it be if announcements were periodically made from the Irish garden in the middle of the grounds.
And
of
this
the
was
House.
Your proposal, an Irish garden.
So now, an Irish garden as a gift from the people of Ireland to the White House, rather than just a bowl of shamrock every year.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
And of course, Joe Biden was VP, Obama was president, so and he always used to joke about they lost the hyphen or the...
That's right.
Yeah, the parenthesis in Obama.
In the Obama, became, because yeah. his seventh cousin was, yeah. I think, still in Monaco.
There might have been a fair wind blowing for this project. Now, yeah. it's made up of architectural elements and yes. also planting.
So it's a walled garden in that sense that a walled garden offers protection. This time, rather unusual because it's a circular walled garden. At its core, there's a oval-shaped reflecting pond, stepping stones over it, leading to an oval garden pavilion. So in other words, the Oval Office outside in a garden. There's also an oval amphitheatre made from pleached trees, which could be tented. There is some a parterre of box hedging, but with an Irish essence to it. There's a pavilion for the family, and then there's even a kitchen area and a loo place. So this is a garden for the first family. It was a garden imagined as a place of entertainment, a place of gathering, a retreat from the structure of the White House into the garden, but into this walled enclosure, and planted with American native species.
Now, was it ever proposed to the White House?
We got it a fair distance. So initially, in Obama's term, we went over to meet the Irish ambassador there. We worked with Senator Daly, who's leader of the Senate here. And eventually, in more recent times, during Biden's reign, we did bring it to the American embassy and we met the American ambassador at that stage. I reckoned if we had to go through that route, it would be a definite no. So all the time I was working behind the scenes, and I had the most intriguing meeting over Zoom with the guy who controlled the White House under Donald Trump's first term, because he had come from a television background. He'd worked on The Apprentice. Trump brought him in to manage the White House. And he told me if I had, as I say, this was when Joe Biden was in office. He told me that if he had brought this design to Trump at the time, Trump would have just nodded and said, do it. And indeed, we had great support here. We managed to work with business organizations. We managed to raise the millions it would have taken to create it. But now, considering what's happening there, I think we have to acknowledge that it's not to be.
It's not to be. It's a shame. Maybe it could be built somewhere, because it really is a beautiful garden. You have a huge booklet that you prepared, very high quality booklet, and you made the model, which we'll put all of this stuff up on our website. But you hark back also to the horticultural tradition in the White House, which was peopled by Irish people.
It's amazing, because there was a guy called John Owsley from Wexford who was born in 1795, went over in 1805, and he became head gardener in the White House for 7 different regimes. So through 7 presidential terms until he retired, he had enormous influence. Now, most of his work is gone. The house and the garden were much simpler affairs. They were open to the public. People used promenade through them at weekends. Unclear security meant that the whole place had to be walled. There was another guy, John Foy, who had great influence in terms of the planting of Washington. And there was other Irish influence. There was a lot of Irish people and Scottish people used to not only build the house, the White House initially, but to landscape the grounds.
There was a fellow called James Marr, who was from Roscommon, friend of Foy's. He became public gardener in 1833. with a recorded salary at the time of $1,200 a year.
Enormous.
Enormous salary.
Really enormous. So their skills were really respected. And remember, you know, what was happening in the United States, it was a very exciting time at that stage with the new capital, with the whole capital being laid out by a French guy. So they were modelling this on European capitals and they really wanted something with amazing avenues.
And when you look at Washington, D.C., the way it's laid out, I mean, once you go beyond government buildings, it becomes somewhat tawdry in places.
Yes.
But the main public spaces with the Capitol and the
Mall. That original design was really strong and, you know, meant to kind of unify the whole country, especially after the Civil War.
It's interesting, though, you know, America's all about commerce, really. And this fellow, Marr, he had a side hustle going on. He ran a hotel. It was called the Indian Hotel.
Yes.
Tell us why.
Because when negotiations were going on with the Native Americans, that's where they would stay. And his wife was heavily involved in that. So that's how it got the name. And many people at that stage had other side hustles going on. So you might be a gardener, but you might.
She was described as the good landlady all the way from Green Erin.
There you go. And that was the impression that people had of gardens in Washington at the time, that they were sprinkled with this idea of horticulture from Ireland.
So how much space would be required for this garden?
It would be about 1.5 acres in total. You never know, you know, when Biden announces where his presidential library will be built, maybe we'll make an attempt there. We did bring it when he came to Mayo in Ireland. We brought it to Ballina, where he was in anticipation of him making that visit. And we told him we could build this in time, but budgets got in the way.
All right. Dermot, what a fascinating project. We'll put all the images up on our website and you will on your social media as well, because it really is fascinating. Dermot Gavin, thank you very much. And that's all we've time for. Don't forget our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On Newstalk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.